Well, next weekend, a very fine performance from Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover on their campus of the musical Mary Poppins. And Mary Poppins seems to be hot. Of course, they had the latest Mary Poppins movie. Of course, I saw Mary Poppins as a kid. And now the show on stage at Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover. And joining me this morning, two of the cast members, Cameron Knightley, who's playing Bert, Bryn Baldessaro, who's the Mary Poppins, and Carol Stevens, who's the music director. And I welcome you all to the program. Good to have you all with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So, Carol, I want to start with you. You're the music director of this show. So, talk about the music on this. We know a lot of the songs. They're famous songs from Disney. We've known them as a kid. We've seen them today. Of course, the resurgence of the latest Mary Poppins movie last year with Lin Moran there from Hamilton. that was always kind of fun and stuff. But let's talk about the music for a second.
Oh, yeah. Music's going to be great. We have a live pit orchestra that's going to be supporting some great actors doing the songs.
Nice.
And people are just going to be... people are going to leave with songs in their hearts and minds. A lot of the favorites that people already know about, but if you've seen the movie, the play is a little bit different. It's actually set more closely to what the original book is like. And so when they redid the Broadway show, they threw in some extra songs that are just as wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And of course, I'm a lot older than everybody here at the table, but I remember going to the movies and seeing Mary Poppins with my mom and dad, and I thought it was phenomenal, and I couldn't believe it. And Julie Andrews, I mean, she's still known as Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you talk about her in Sound of Music, and those are her two great shows that she's been accustomed to. And Bryn Baldessaro is here, and you play Mary Poppins.
Yes, I do.
Are you going to fly?
We're not going to fly so much, but we are going to be lifted. So
okay, all right.
We'll get some pretty exciting lifts in the dance numbers.
So cool. So there are some effects there. That's going to be kind of nice for the audience. So how cool is this, I mean, for playing Mary Poppins? I mean, is this a role that you wanted to do? Because I know you do a lot of outside theater besides Portsmouth Christian Academy.
Yeah, I never really considered Mary Poppins as one of my, like, dream roles to perform. But when I heard that we were doing the musical, I was very excited, and it's something I definitely really strove for.
Yeah. So. What do you think of her as a woman, as a character? I mean, just what do you think of Mary Poppins overall?
I actually read the first book in preparation for the role, and I looked up some articles on the psychology of Mary Poppins, which was quite interesting.
The psychology of Mary Poppins. That's interesting. What did you find out?
It's a lot about how she shows more than tells, and she definitely... It says in the play multiple times, like, she never explains herself on anything. And so her whole purpose is to basically reveal the magic of the ordinary world to the kids without actually stating that it's magic, without actually calling attention to that. And even multiple times she says to Michael, like, no, don't say anything at all, because she wants to keep that mystery there.
Yeah. Favorite song in the show for you?
Ooh.
I know, it's a tough one. There's so many classic songs in that song that she does, but
yeah.
Anyone that's a favorite of yours?
Hmm.
That you lean toward, that you'd love to sing over and over again?
I'm really having a lot of fun with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, and why not? Why not? It's a great song.
It's fast, it's fun, and we have a great cast with a lot of talent, so.
Yeah, and one of that talent is sitting next to you, Cameron Knightley, who plays Bert. Fun role for you, obviously?
Yeah, and actually, this is sort of a new kind of role for me, because I'm often playing more of the serious characters. Like, we did our show last year, which was Secret Garden.
And yeah, I'm familiar with
that. A very serious show. And
sure.
So I played Dr. Craven. And so that was a character who had, like, a huge change of heart during the show. And, you know, it's just nice to be able to do that fun, you know, go-lucky kind of guy, kind of character. And it's just a really fun role, because he's also more of the narrator in the show. So he pops in and does, you know, small little songs to explain kind of what's about to happen in the next scene. And so I'll, like, be sitting up on the rooftops while a scene's going on, you know, kind of reacting to it. And, yeah, it's just a really fun character to play.
Now, both of you, Cameron and Bryn, you've both done, you know, a lot of stage outside of Portsmouth Christian Academy in Dover as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked where, Bryn?
I worked at the Seacoast Rep. So in 2014, I was part of their main stage production, South Pacific.
Nice.
And then this past year, I was in Jane Eyre, and as part of the ensemble. And this fall, I was in Avenue Q, the school edition.
I love Avenue Q. Those puppets are wild.
Very.
Now, I know we talked about this off the air a little bit, but did you have to learn how to do puppets? Were you one of the people that were controlling some of the puppets at all?
My character actually did not. I played Christmas Eve. But during the callbacks and the casting process, they did do a workshop with us. And so we all kind of got to experience that. And the guy that ran it as part of... I believe their company is called the Mad Men of Oopsie Daisy Inc.
Yep, I know who they are. Yeah.
And so he was actually on tour for Avenue Q, and so we got to work with him with that.
And Cameron, you've done some stuff outside of PCA as well.
Yeah, and it actually took me till my sophomore year to finally do stuff outside. Like, I did camps before, but I never really did too many shows outside of PCA. And my first show outside of PCA was Macbeth. In Nottingham, it was just a stage inside their town hall, and I think that was a very important show for me because it gave me a love for Shakespeare I didn't have before. Like, I always thought of him as, like, you know, this old guy who's written, you know, boring plays in old English I don't understand. But, like, if you read some of his plays, like, he was, like, just one of the funniest guys. And his writing is just incredible.
You know, it's funny that you say that. You're one of these old guys that writes boring plays, but we all had to read them in high school. At least one Shakespearean play had to be read in high school. But yeah. Do you remember that, Carol?
Oh, yeah.
I think I read Julius Caesar and Macbeth in high school. They were required reading. Whether you liked it or not, right?
Exactly.
Whether you liked it or not.
Well, that and Charles Dickens.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So how's the rehearsal process? You guys are probably... you're probably aching to get on stage in front of a real audience these days. Yeah, I mean, you're at the point now where I know that you're a week out now and you're just ready for an audience probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like, the great thing about Mary Poppins is that it's a very high energy show, and so you get a lot of the energy from the audience. Mm-hmm. So I think the show's just going to be even bigger once we do have an audience, because you're feeding off of their energy, they're feeding off of your energy, and, you know, there's... moments, since a lot of people know the songs, that people can join in and sing.
Yeah, they're familiar songs. Carol, I wanted to ask you, because I'm a big supporter of the arts. I do acting myself. I'm on the board of directors of the Players Ring in Portsmouth. So we support the arts in a lot of different ways, and that's why I wanted you guys to come on the show here as well, because I want to really support the arts and really promote it as well. How important do you think it is for kids in their overall education to continue to be a part of the arts in some way, shape, or form? Yeah. Even if you're not interested, take a course, try out for something, see if you like it.
Yeah, it's essential. You know, at PCA, we strongly believe we are made as creative beings. And so the arts are essential to the development of every child. Right up through eighth grade, it's 100% involvement in many aspects of the arts. At high school, it becomes electives. But you just see students start in on something, and then you just see them blossom and grow in ways they didn't expect. And our job as teachers there, we believe every single student has the capacity, inherent capacity, to create, whether it's visual art or music or drama, theater. And we just give them the opportunities and build the skills into them that hopefully they'll carry on for the rest of their life.
Yeah. How important is the arts to you, Bryn, as far as overall education? I mean, could you see yourself going through school without participating in the arts at all?
No, I mean, I've always, like, loved to sing. I've always been very...
outgoing.
creative, and...
That's a good thing to be, though. I think it's a good thing to be. I mean, there are some people who are kind of inward and shy, but I think it's important to be kind of outgoing for his personality, even if you don't... Mm-hmm. Even if you're not on stage. But the whole process of being on stage and performing helps you grow, I think, as a person.
Oh, definitely. And it's helped me. I've played the violin for 8 years. I've been in the choir at PCA. I'm on the chapel team. I love music, and it's been such an integral part of my learning experience.
Part of your life.
Yeah, it's taught me so many things.
Same thing with you, Cameron. I mean, can you say yourself, if there was no arts program, something would be missing in your life, right?
Yeah, and funny story. So our school, you know, during sixth grade, we had to choose, like, do we want to learn an instrument or do we have to sing? So I was almost basically lazy, and I was like, I don't want to learn an instrument, so I just decided to go sing. And then I found out, you know, I'm actually pretty good at it. And so I started singing all the time. And during that time, I was doing, like, basketball. I thought I, you know, had to do the sports, you know, with all the guys. And then I was like, I'm just not having fun. And then I tried out for Beauty and the Beast, which was my first show at PCA, which was an awesome show. And I just loved it so much, and I just kept doing it.
You found your calling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't have that, you know, experience in theater and with music.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, because I am a full supporter of the arts in education and the arts overall, and I'm going out there to support the arts. In fact, I'm going to see Jersey Boys tonight at the Gunkwood Playhouse. I love that stuff, you know, and I want to be a part of it, whether I'm on stage or not. I like to support my friends and, and people who do get out there. So I wish you the best. Break legs, as they say, next weekend. Is it all next weekend?
All next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. with a 1 o'clock p.m. Matinee show on Saturday.
All right, Mary Poppins. Cameron Brynn, thank you. Good luck. Have a lot of fun out on stage, as I know you will. Carol, thank you for joining us as well. I appreciate it. The folks from PCA here on WTSN. We'll take a break and wrap it up in a moment.